It's Wednesday. It's time for our conversation with our president, CEO of Metairie Bank, Ron Samford. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoop. Nice to be here.
Hey, look, this Four Seasons Hotel, finally something was done at the foot of Canal Street. That building sat there forever, but that's kind of typical of what happens in New Orleans when things don't get turned around very quickly, and we've got people fighting over the deal that's going to make them rich, but they don't want anything to happen until they get their deal, and it's usually a political mess. But the Four Seasons has opened up, and this is going to be retail. These are condos. These are apartments, and this is a hotel.
Yeah, it's quite the complex. I haven't actually been in it yet, but I'm looking forward to getting down there. But I'm certainly glad to see it open. You know, the hospitality industry and hotels in particular have been on the ropes through this pandemic. So yeah. It's fantastic to see the Four Seasons get open. That's a $450 million project. So That's a lot of money being spent.
Yeah, it's also going to help out that. I mean, look, that's a nice area because you've got the casino there, you've got Hilton Riverwalk there. I mean, that's a nice area anyway. It's not like this is going to suddenly improve the area, but it is improving that particular area where this building has been empty for so long. And you know, Four Seasons is just a top class hotel organization.
Absolutely. It's first rate, always ranked in the top 10 luxury hotels in the world. And it's going to bring a lot of traffic, a lot of activity.
And also opening up downtown very recently was the Virgin Hotel on Barone. And that looks like a really cool hotel. It's from Sir Richard Branson and his Virgin Company. And so the Virgin Hotel opened up. Now, obviously, they planned on that hotel before the pandemic set in. Is the industry going to come back completely?
Well, we are sure hopeful that it will, and it was making great strides, which is what's sad. You know, going back even to July, just the whole July the 4th weekend, even with the cancellation of Essence Fest, hotel occupancy rates in our downtown hotels were in the 70% and 80% range, and most of the summer they've been above 50%, and that compares to last summer when they were in single digits. So that's a heck of a comeback. But there's now with the Delta variant, it seems like there's been so many cancellations that it may wane again here in the fall. We'll have to see.
And I guess it's just going to take more people making the sacrifice of getting the vaccination, agreeing to wear masks, and turning the corner on another spike in numbers before things turn around.
And I'm sure that'll happen. There was a lot of pent-up demand just in the spring and early summer when we thought we were through this and people were traveling again and excited about it. And I'm sure that will come back, even with the local pent-up demand, though we still don't see the international tourists. We don't see the cruise ship passengers. We really don't see the business travelers in full form yet. So we still need those segments to come back like they were pre-COVID.
But a thriving hotel industry, and you can appreciate this from your position as the president and CEO of Metairie Bank, is such a contribution to this market, because our main industry is tourism, and think about the manifestation that hotels have on the tourist economy. I mean, first of all, you got to have a place to stay, and then there's food and drinks and hospitality stuff. So, and think of all the people that are employed by the hotel industry.
Yeah, it's a massive influence. It just reverberates throughout the New Orleans economy, for sure. We're as heavily dependent on hospitality as anybody in the country. And so we need it. We do a great job of it. And as soon as people are not scared of this Delta variant, it'll come back as long as we can hang in there. The hotel industry generally is improving nationwide, Scoot. Just a couple of statistics. The delinquency rate on hotel loans was down from over 24% a year ago to the second quarter this year, down to 14%. So the hotels are hanging in there, and they were, getting their occupancy back up, and they just got to keep hanging on.
So yeah, somebody like you would know that, you know, the delinquency rate of hotels paying their bills, you know, paying on their loans. You would know that.
Exactly. but they are, and that's a good thing. They are weathering this storm. Just as another example, I read recently that Marriott, which of course is a huge hotel chain worldwide, they reported a profit in the second quarter this year of $422 million. A year ago, they lost $234 million. So people are coming back to the hotels. We just have a hopefully short respite with this fourth wave to
let's get
back on their feet.
Let's see how quickly we can turn this around, because you know, it was looking good, and then hospitalizations pumped up a little bit after dropping a couple of days in a row. So we really haven't flattened the curve yet, but it does seem like we might be on the verge of flattening the curve.
Yeah, and for once, Scoot, Orleans is ahead. Orleans Parish is, you know, more vaccinated than any other parish in the state, percentage-wise. So maybe that's certainly a good thing, and maybe we'll continue that.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, Ron Sanford, President, CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your expertise and your time.
You bet.